Welcome to another edition of Money Matters. My name's Mark Cunaberdy. Last week, the markets got rocked hard down again when a strong employment jobs number hit the news wires. More people were hired than expected and unemployment dropped. So why did the market drop? Because the thinking is that the Federal Reserve will continue to embark on their crusade of interest rate increases, which is usually bad news for the markets. The Feds think the increased hiring and drop of unemployment signal a healthier economy, which means more inflation, an increase in job hiring, can put upward pressure on wages, which adds to inflation. This is known as wage push inflation. As usual, the Feds have it wrong again. Unfortunately for all of us, the track record of the Fed is not very good. Just look at the chart of their interest rate manipulations, their main tool for steering the economy. It's all over the map with radical up and down movements. Interest rate manipulations are supposed to be used sparingly and gently, or will cause shocks to the economy. They're not supposed to be forcibly jerked around all over and quick movements. That shows a degree of panic and indicates that they may have little clue to just how powerful their interest rate moves are. The Fed tool of manipulating rates are used to prevent crashes and inflation. Need I say more as to the Fed's effectiveness? Why the Fed is so often wrong is that the economic data they look at to steer the economy is backwards looking, as most all data is. Economic data is reporting things that have already happened, like driving by looking in the rear view mirror. It will give you a great analysis as to where you've been, but one shouldn't try to use it to steer by. Another issue with Fed analysis is, oddly, they fail to realize their tools may take months to cause their effect. Interest rate moves take time to work. Many analysts estimate 12 to 18 months, although data is published almost daily in some form or another. The Fed should wait longer before applying more rate changes. There are many analysts that argue this very point. Based on historical movements, the Fed has moved very quickly when applying the brakes or gas to the economy. The latest round of interest rate increases are the fastest on record. Why are they so impatient? Fast forward to our market rout last week and the positive employment data. You would think improvement in hiring would be good news for the stock markets, and it usually is. However, nowadays, it seems the market hates good economic news, as it can mean the Fed will act by raising rates. The Fed apparently thinks good employment data means a good economy, and that's bad for inflation, and they usually would be right, but not this time. What the Fed has missed, in my opinion, is the basic reason why employment has improved, and thinking it's because the economy is getting better. It's the exact opposite. The economy is getting worse, and their previous interest rate increases are working. Doing more will likely increase the odds of something bad happening, like more inflation or more unemployment. The Fed is failing to see this time is different. People had been spending COVID savings from lavish handouts from the government. Too lavish, in my opinion, which is why people could sit at home longer than usual and not work. Now the money is running out. We know that because the record savings we saw after the shutdown handouts are dropping like a stone. Defaults and credit card use are rising. Simply put, the increase in inflation has accelerated the evaporation of COVID savings. Additionally, the pullback in economic activity is hurting companies, and that is hurting workers. Now people are flocking back to work because they're out of money, caused by both an evaporation of savings and inflation that is accelerating that decline. Finally, as more people are desperate for work, employers will have more power to reduce wages or at least not increase them. Thus, the wage inflation the Feds fear will not materialize. Concluding, the employment numbers are getting better, not because the economy is, it's the exact opposite. The economy is getting worse, and people are having to go back to work in droves. That the Feds move to raise rates even higher as the economy continues to contract will be exactly the wrong thing to do. As usual, the Feds are on course to break something, like they so often have done in the past, by failing to see what is really happening in the economy. And what they break will likely be you and I and most all people just like us. Hold on to your hats. Expect another rate increase soon. You ain't seen nothing yet. That's it for today's Money Matters. I'm watching the market so you don't have to. And remember, this newscast expresses the opinion of myself and is not meant as investment advice or a recommendation to buy or sell anything, nor represents the opinion of any bank or registered investment advisor, nor this media outlet, its staff members or underwriters. I hold a BA in economics with honors, 1979, and California insurance license, OL34249. Our website is moneymanagementradio.com, where everything is free. Our way of saying thank you for listening to your community radio station. My name's Mark Cunaberg. So they say.